So we will begin our homilets, Beauty in Music, and Peggy Lunderville will begin.
Well, those of you who've been around Beacon a while know how much I love the music here. I've joyfully participated in singing hymns at Beacon since 1990 when I first came to this group. And in my childhood, I sang hymns with the United Church. And at university, I sang with the Anglicans. At our university, that was the place where they trained Anglican ministers. Oh, I might be too far forward. and there's also been much secular music in my life as well. And sometimes that secular music can be quite spiritual, as I'm sure you all know. So thinking about music, music is a language in itself. There's a considerable part of our brain that's devoted to music. So I ask myself, why do we have music? Why do we as humans have this? And I think, this is my theory, that music evolved along with language, along with spirituality, to assist us as individuals to connect and to function well in a group. Ah, we hear music now. It's always with us. So today there's a lot of emphasis on the individual, but I think that's misleading because survival happens as a society, and we don't survive individually, we survive as a society. And so we are part of that, and our survival is not just as an individual. So when we sing together, we breathe together, and we're a little closer to that truth of being a part of a group. So, oh, more music. I'm going to invite you to join me in singing one of my, as Joan pointed out, many favorite hymns. I just had to kind of take a pen at the book and find out one. And this one is Open the Door. And this hymn was written by Joyce Poley, and I understand that she wrote it for Beacon. And she was a song leader at Beacon, for music leader at Beacon, prior to the time that I came to Beacon and for some time at that time. So originally the end of the second verse goes, "Our beacon light will shine everywhere." And she rewrote it for the hymn book as "Our little light will shine everywhere." But I'm going to invite you to sing the original words, "Our beacon light will shine everywhere," if you feel so moved. So I think Marilka's going to lead it, and I'm going to play my bass, and Tom's going to play his guitar, and I hope Derek will join us on the violin as well as Leo. And so I hope you enjoy. Kind of like that, yeah.
That's what Joyce would have done. My name is Glenn Wooten, for those that don't necessarily know who I am. So when Joan asked us at the choir if any of us would be interested in sharing one of our favorite hymns and why it's our favorite with you, I volunteered right away. I love the idea. But then I realized I had a problem. I could only pick one, not five, not seven. I don't have 208, but still. What it came down to was I realized it was a song that really moves me in some ways. And the song that first came to mind was Blue Boat Home. I can remember the first time I saw it here, we had a slide presentation to go with it. And it's one of those songs, every time I sing it with the choir or in the congregation, it makes me cry. For all the right reasons, of course, because it's a good song. It makes me feel exhilarated, it makes me feel really good. It's one of my favorites, the idea of the planet being a ship and we its passengers or crew is something that I'd never thought of up until that point. And it's quite a good, unique idea. We sail in circles around our sun in constant motion, and in turn the sun is taking us on a journey, a convoy of planets and moons heading around the Milky Way. Every time we solve a new riddle or a new puzzle to do with the constellations or the universe or life in general, we find something new to open up a new horizon, and we sail on. So with that in mind, let's keep the ship on course and habitable also for future passengers and crew. And
thank you. My great-great-grandparents were slaves. They may have been secretly told how to escape north to freedom in the words of the song, "Follow the Drinking Gourd." We'll never know. But the secret message in that song is that if you look in the night sky and follow the Big Dipper, you will eventually find freedom. So for my family, if you go north, it is the path to freedom. That is what my grandfather did. In 1920, he moved north from Tennessee to Chicago. And there he met my grandmother. Together, they moved to Iowa, and he became a successful family doctor. The idea of going farther north for freedom did not appeal to my father. He hated the cold so much, he moved west to California, where he met my mother and became a successful businessman. However, I decided to continue the family tradition of going north to find freedom. So in 1968, when I was 18 years old, I hitchhiked to Canada to escape the Vietnam War and the draft. I followed the Drinking Gourd to Vancouver. I was actually helped on my journey by the Unitarian Church of Vancouver. They served as the Underground Railroad for draft dodgers at the time. Of course, they did not give me the same secret messages that were in the song about looking for special pig leg marks on dead trees along the riverbank. However, they did tell me to go further north to Edmonton, which I did. It was there that I met my wife, Judy. It was freedom. However, the story about our long journey south to Hawaii will have to wait for another day, because today we are following the Drinking Gourd.
Choir members who have practiced this song a bit, please help.
Follow the drinking gourd. Chosen the song Touch the Earth, Reach the Sky for several reasons. First of all, like the last one, there is a personal story attached to it for me. The song was written for the 1988 General Assembly, which was to be held in Palm Springs, California. As I was on the General Assembly Planning Committee at the time, I was part of the brainstorming for the theme that year. We wanted something environmentally oriented. I suggested the phrase, Touch the Earth, an allusion to the book by that name by T.C. McLuhan, which is a collection of quotations by Native people regarding their approach to living on the land, and it's actually quite political. Someone else added the phrase, Reach the Sky. Later in the year, Unitarian Universalist Grace Lewis McLaren sent to the Planning Committee a song she had written using the theme as her starting point. She writes in the hymn book that she has that she was thrilled to hear thousands of Unitarians singing her song at General Assembly. The tune is catchy enough, a challenge with all those dotted eighth notes, though. Her little hymn book even has a descant written for the last verse. I might have to find that for the choir. The text is not as environmentally focused as I thought I remembered. Rather, it is a general statement on what Unitarians focus on, the practical application of theory to life. We are grounded in the day-to-day living, yet we aspire to so much. It's a nice summary of who we are, a great song to sing any time. Touch the earth, though, as a phrase, is what really touches me. It is all about my sense of closeness to nature, my yearning to be outside in nature. More! Always I need more! More paddling, more camping, more wilderness. It's my bottomless pit of desire. I wrote my master's thesis about this yearning for wilderness. I am not unique, as it turns out. Lots of people write about their wilderness, their hiking trip. Think of Cheryl Strayed's Wild, either the book or the movie. Or their paddling trip. Think Paddle to the Amazon. Or their wanderings in the woods. Henry David Thoreau spent half of each day walking around the woods and his neighborhood, and half the day writing about it. He filled 47 volumes about the natural world around him, and his journals evolved into essays, which were instrumental, among other writings, into turning the tide of sentiment from wilderness as scary and foreign into wilderness as home, which, of course, is how the native peoples of this continent had always viewed where they lived. This is home, a place to treasure, a sacred place. I will close with a prayer by the Tiwa people of the Pueblo culture in Arizona. O our mother, the earth, O our father, the sky, your children are we, and with tired backs we bring you the gifts you love. Then weave for us a garment of brightness. May the warp be the white light of morning. May the weft be the red light of the evening. May the fringes be the falling rain. May the border be the standing rainbow. Thus weave for us a garment of brightness, that we may walk fittingly where birds sing, that we may walk fittingly where grass is green. O our mother, the earth, O our father, the sky. Blessed be. Let us sing together now. Touch the earth, reach the sky. Please stand as you are able and willing.
Tom and Peggy on their instruments. It's been wonderful to have that extra music.
Here, here.
So for our closing words, as I extinguish the chalice, may our lives be blessed by the tapestry of healing. May we be open to the beauty of music, song, friendship, nature, and love. Blessed be.